Good morning, it's Thursday, September 16th. Here's your local news from the News Tribune. Mostly sunny with a high of 69 degrees. Cloudy skies in the evening with a low of 52 degrees. Rain, wind, and thunder are all coming soon to Tacoma. Rain, heavy at times, will begin falling Friday in western Washington and last through the weekend. Wind and possible thunderstorms add to the drama of the season's first big storm. Coastal Washington, along with the Cascade and Olympic Ranges, will see the most rain, as much as 3 inches by the end of the weekend. The region's drought might have an effect, since rain falling on bare, compacted and dry soil could run off more quickly. That could lead to increased pressure on street gutters and storm drains. The first big storm of the season also means a spike in vehicle crashes due to oil making roads slippery. And drivers need to watch out for standing water, which could cause the vehicle to hydroplane. State health officials warn of dangerous levels of COVID-19 caseloads still at hospitals, mostly involving the unvaccinated. The state's acting health officer, Dr. Scott Lindquist, says the Delta variant is still driving more than 99% of cases statewide, leading to the current wave of case numbers. The state notes that people between the ages of 12 to 34 are 30 times more likely to be hospitalized if unvaccinated. For 35 to 64-year-olds who are unvaccinated, they are 21 times more likely to be hospitalized with COVID-19. There were 1,592 COVID patients in hospitals statewide as of yesterday. The Washington Medical Coordination Center has received more than 1,000 requests from small rural hospitals that are unable to move their patients to locations that can help. A Puyallup man who killed his roommate is free from prison after a resentencing. 41-year-old Michael Clifford Boissel successfully appealed his murder conviction on the basis that officers violated his constitutional rights by improperly searching his home without a warrant. He was originally sentenced to about 21 years in 2016 for the death of his roommate, 30-year-old Brandon Zamalt. Boissel said at trial that he let Zamalt move into his duplex, that Zamalt held him at gunpoint later when Boissel said Zamalt needed to leave, and that Boissel grabbed a weapon and fired when Zamalt came after him. Detectives found Zamalt's body weeks later at the duplex. The Court of Appeals ruled that the officer's warrantless search of Boissel's home was an excuse for a criminal investigation and that there was no present emergency. The court sentenced him to about 6 years, which he's already served. The pick to lead the Tacoma Housing Authority is under reconsideration. Its 5-member Board of Commissioners voted last week to select John Hall, who is currently executive director for the Indianapolis Housing Agency. April Black, the other top candidate, is serving as the interim executive director for the THA after the retirement of Michael Mira. During a special meeting on Monday, numerous Tacoma Housing Authority employees said they felt the choice was rushed, and that the chosen candidate made problematic statements during his interview with staff. The meeting also drew the presence of public officials in the city, county, and state. Hall told the News Tribune he had been unaware of the concerns prior to Monday, and felt he had been unfairly portrayed at the meeting. A monster of a truck show is coming to Tacoma. Monster Jam returns this weekend to the Tacoma Dome for 5 shows. Performances are broken into 3 areas: skills, racing, and freestyle. This year a Gig Harbor native is behind one of the wheels. 38-year-old Travis Groth began driving monster trucks with his twin brother in 2010, and says the trucks and the tricks are very different from when they first started. Groth will drive his truck called Wild Card, and his twin Tyler will be crewing. Aside from wheelies, audiences will see stoppies, which involve balancing a truck vertically on its front wheels, and moonwalks, or reversing the truck while it's on 2 wheels. Local reporting is the heart of the free press. Help support it with a digital or print subscription to the News Tribune. Visit dntoffers.com to sign up. Have a great day!